The opinions and waffles expressed in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of Radio Nope and its cousins. Now here's the show. 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 Show.
شما در حال گوش دادن به The Top Dollar Hour with Tunick & Jones هستید. لطفاً دو ساعت الهام بخش را تجربه کنید. پیام‌ها، گواهی و اعتراف‌ها. و حالا فروتن شما اینجاست. اما راهنمای باشکوه به زندگی جادویی جدید شما. Tunick & Jones.
Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4. Giving you more of what for? Always worked for me before. Now I'm a shabby doll. What's going on behind the green elevator door with just a shabby doll? There's a hitman facing a compromising situation with just a shabby doll and a very neat line in character assassination. She's just a shabby doll. She's just a shabby doll. She's putting him off and putting you on. She's just a shabby doll. She's just a shabby doll. You swear upon you know in your heart. She's gone, you know in your heart. She's just a shabby doll. There's always a girl in distress. She's just a shabby doll. She's so sure, she's self-possessed. Then again, she's half undressed. She's just a shabby doll. The boy that I used to be showed no sign of sympathy. Just a shabby doll. I have betrayed you and me and paid for my own bribery with just a shabby doll. She's just a shabby doll. She's putting him off and putting you on. She's just a shabby doll. She's just a shabby doll. You swear upon your knowing you are. You know in your heart she's just a shabby doll. He's the tired tar that everyone's enjoyed. He wants to be a fancy man, but he's nothing but a Nancy boy. He's all pride and no joy. But being what you might call a whore, always worked for him before. Now he's a shabby doll. Untie the gag, the cat's out of the bag. We won't show his claws. He's just a shabby doll. She says you must be joking. Some things are best unspoken. You're just a shabby doll. He's lying limp and soaking. He was open and broken by just a shattered doll. She's just a shattered doll. She's putting him off and putting you on. She's just a shattered doll. She's just a shattered doll. You're swearing upon, you know in your heart. She's gone, you know in your heart. Just a shabby doll. She's just a shabby doll. She's just a shabby doll.
I like you. I've always liked you. That was Elvis Costello. Demo Shabby Doll, Imperial Bedroom. Before that was Art Ensemble of Chicago. Song Get in Line from A Jackson in Your House, Message to Our Folks. Hi, I'm Tuna Can Jones. I'm glad to be here for you. You. Our show is actually going to be like an hour long. We're going to hear Moses and the Firstborn, Scotch Tape Stick With Me, Little Jimmy Dickens, Asleepin' at the Foot of the Bed, The Lindas with Piano Concerto No. 2, two songs by Sneaks. First one is called Hong Kong to Amsterdam. Second one is Holy Cow, Never Saw a Girl Like Her, and that's off of a new album called Highway Hypnosis. Oh, and the Moses and the Firstborn, that's a new thing too, off an album called Dadcore. Not a fan of the title of the album, but, you know, I have no taste. None at all. Then after that, we've got lots of other stuff. I might mention it after all of that is done. Here is Moses and the Firstborn.
We'll be right back. Thank you. I'm running a mile, I see to it, and I go with it, and I feel it, and I'm running a mile, I see to it, and I go with it, and I feel it, and I'm running a mile, I see to it.
We measure things by what we are. To the maggots in the cheese is the universe. To the worms in the corpse is the cosmos. How then can we be so cocksure about our world? Just because of our telescopes and microscopes and the splitting of the atom? Certainly not. Science is but an organized system of ignorance. There are more things in heaven and on earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy. What do we know about the beyond? Do we know what's behind the beyond? I'm afraid some of us hardly know what's beyond the behind. Creatures of twilight and illusion, we drift and drift toward our unknown ends. And that's why I feel the best thing is not to be born. But who is as lucky as that? To whom does it happen? Not to one among millions and millions of people. My name is Theodore, and you will find in the forests of Bavaria castles older and larger than the gray mansion of my family. But not one, I'm quite sure, not one that is more tainted with melancholy. And we who have lived there have been called eccentrics and dreamers. I suppose the unusual appearance of our house, with its twisting hallways, its grotesque paintings, the gothic atmosphere of the library, and the somewhat peculiar character of its contents, yes, I suppose all this must have been good reason for such a feeling. My earliest memories are tied closely to the library. My mother died there. There a tragedy never fully explained took the life of my father. There I spent my boyhood in books and my youth in a reverie. And the years went. And as a grown man, I stayed on in the home of my forebears. The realities of the world outside seemed to me like visions. And the world of dreams, little by little, became my everyday existence. I wanted to tell you about Berenice. She and I were cousins, and we grew up together in that house, but we grew differently. I was ill of health, always wrapped in gloom, while she, swift, nimble, graceful, overflowed with joy and energy. Here's where the peasant dances in the village, the ramble in the wind on the hillside, the galloping on horseback through the woods. Mine was the withdrawal, the anguish, the searching into dark things. She roamed through life, plucking its flowers, laughing, singing, unaware of the shadows on her path. Berenice, hauntress of my dreams, your image is vivid before me. Your raven black hair, your witching eyes, your fragrant lips, your lovely young form. Oh, days and places lost beyond recall. Oh, fairyland forlorn. Disease. A crippling disease befell her, took hold of her body, her mind, and her habits, and in a manner most subtle, most hideous, corrupted the very essence of her being. Will you believe me? In the brightest days of her beauty, I'd never desired her as I desired her now. A sickly, frenzied passion for that wasting form began to obsess me, an incomprehensible craving. And in an evil moment, I spoke to her of marriage. The date of our wedding was approaching, when one afternoon I sat alone, or so I thought, in the library. From outside, like remote drums, came the monotonous beat of the rain. A gust of wind rustled through the leaves, and as I started up, she stood before me, Berenice. She spoke no word, and I could only stare at her. Her hair was a dank yellow and fell over her temples in snaky coils. Her face was bloodless, as if molded from wax, not solid, but melting, reshaping, moist with the dew of decay. And as I stared and stared and stared, her lips, her thin, shrunken lips, parted, and in a smile of peculiar meaning, the teeth of the dying Berenice revealed themselves to me. Would I'd never seen them, or having seen them, died. The moving of a curtain, the closing of a door, Berenice had left the room, but my mind still clung to the image of her teeth. Not one speck on their surface, not one shadow on their enamel had escaped me. They had burned themselves into my memory. They had bitten themselves into my brain. They were small, narrow, and pointed, cold and capricious. They glistened like daggers in the moon. Those teeth, those glittering teeth, those luring, quivering, beckoning, promising pearls of teeth. They were my destiny. They alone could bring me peace. Then voices. Voices, yes. A sudden chaos of voices. Murmuring, muttering, whispering voices, gibbering, jabbering voices, people coming, people going, a doctor, a priest. And from the chapel, the tolling of bells, bong, 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 bong. Berenice was dead. 3 days passed. Again, I found myself sitting in the library, and as always, alone. It was late at night, and I knew since the setting of the sun she had been buried, but of the time from then to now, I had no recollection. I had just awakened from a dream, a strange dream of a deserted garden, shadowy and cool, with marble stones and crosses. A beautiful garden, nourished on human flesh. And there is a gray mausoleum. Its doors swing open. Steps wind their way below. A vault. Candles burning bright and motionless. A young woman in a coffin. Something. Someone is approaching, stretches out, hands, bends, over the body. Lips broken, grinning gums, a mouth splintered, bone bare. Was it a dream? My hands stained with blood, my fingers torn, teeth, hair teeth, at last, hair teeth, mine, at last, hair teeth, yes, mine, forever.
That was Mike Kroll with the song What's the Rhythm off the album Power Chords, just came out. Before that was Guided by Voices off of their new album, just came out today, called Zeppelin Over China. The song is Your Lights Are Out. And we started off with Brother Theodore, Introduction and Berenice, off of his album from 1959, Coral Records Presents Theodore in Stereo. And of course, earlier I mentioned all the songs that we played before the Retro Nope ID for Radio Nope. We're going to hear four more songs, and then one more song, and then we have the ending. First, we're going to start off with the Lindas with I Don't Give a Fuck.
I don't give a fuck who you are, what you want, where you go, what you do. talk. All that you did was talk, and I swallowed every word. It seemed to be making sense, though the meanings were absurd.
We heard the Lindas with I Don't Give a Fuck off of 8x9, new album. Mike Kroll with Little Drama off of Power Chords. Again, we heard him earlier. It's new album. It's a great, great album on Merch Records. Centromatic with Don't Smash a Qualifying Man off of one of my favorite albums by them, Redo the Stacks. We heard David Murr just now. We heard David Murr with Nevermind off of Lojinx from 2012. This is Tunican Jones, and you've listened to the Top Dollar Hour, and I really appreciate you being here. Thanks a lot for listening. We're going to end the show with the Honey Dewdrops with the song More Than You Should Say off of the album Anyone Can See. Also brand new. Great, great album. Anyways, good night.
Mm-hmm.
falling through the fingers of dawn and dust, king of everything lost to
و دست داریم که آرزو کنیم.